This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got a major league, I told you so, we love those, relating to asthma treatments. And, Super Don rises to the challenge of another theme song or a theme item relative to what Steve Agee challenged him on. So get ready, ladies, men, whatever. We could be talking about you and your body parts this hour. Stand by for that. Let's see, what else? Oh, thank you to Jonathan for covering the show last hour for me. Appreciate that so very much. Sacred Fire of Liberty every Thursday as we open the show. And we crank it up for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty on all topics every other hour of the show throughout the week, available through GCN, our syndicator and broadcast media here, as well as SoundCloud, which you can get at the archive section of robertscottbell.com. And speaking of the website, if you go there now, in the notes you will see a banner and a link to the truth about vaccines. We've been teasing it for weeks, maybe months, with Ty Bollinger. It's going to be cranking up pretty soon here in April. We're almost there. Maybe you're listening as archives, and we're already in April. So in that case, definitely download it, click it, and you get there, and you watch it for free. The truth about vaccines. So check that out. That is happening now. And with that, we've got science to discuss, Super Don. Can you handle the science? You have become such an egghead, too, my friend.
In some aspects of it, yes.
I got to ask, though. I mean, when you were in high school, did you dig science, or was it like, oh, man, I got to tolerate science?
Science was cool. Yeah. When I was in school, it was more or less a playground for me than anything else. But,
yes.
But you know, science was one of the ones I was interested in. Yes.
You were. Okay, but you had no idea years later you would become...
I didn't memorize the table of elements and all that kind of stuff, but I was intrigued by it.
You certainly didn't know you'd be doing Latin-named homeopathic remedies later on.
I did not, no. Yeah. I had no clue whatsoever. No clue.
If you knew, you would have run like hell. Right? Don't go down this path.
But we love science. If nothing else, we love it because, it just reinforces things that we believe or can also form our opinions about things that maybe we don't quite understand or change our opinions about things when the science indicates that. But science is not just science, right?
Right. Well, when the science is sound, we love it. When the science is not sound, Super Don has a sound for all of us. It might even be considered junk.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
Oh, boy. You know, I think sometimes I'm much too kind and much too generous to modern-day, quote-unquote, science. Of course, science has become religion. We've talked about that. And listen, I've got friends of mine who are legitimate scientists, working it diligently, really honoring something called the scientific method. Little did we know, though, somebody has challenged from within the science that is out there purporting to be science. This guy named J. Scott Armstrong. He claims that fewer than 1% of papers in scientific journals follow the scientific method. And even my head went, what?
1%?
What the heck? Are you kidding me? I mean, I thought I was trying to give him a little bit more credit than that. And he's going, no, fewer than 1% of papers published in scientific journals follow the scientific method according to what? This is now according to research by Wharton School professor and forecasting expert J. Scott Armstrong. Now, the question could be asked, I guess, did he follow the scientific method? I don't know, because maybe he's one of the papers that is wrong. But
it's like a never-ending thing where people just go around, well, yeah, well, you did follow the scientific method. Yeah, but you did file the
scientific
method.
Right,
you know,
going back to the playground.
The scientific method, it's not rocket science, okay? I mean, it's a very basic thing where basically all it means is that you come up with a question, and then you come up with a hypothesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you predict what it's going to be. Then you do with the testing and everything like that. You analyze the results. And then you also have to throw in replication, right?
Sure. It must be replicatable.
It's like, that's part of the method. You've got to be able to do it. Then you have to have other people look at it. You know, and then you come up with a conclusion. And that's all the scientific method is.
But the conclusions, remember, they need to be consistent with the evidence, right?
Absolutely.
And this is the kind of thing that was, like, earlier in the week we covered about that one scientific study that said vitamin D can, you know, prevent cancers, right? And then the same study was quoted in a different article to say, no, it has no relevant factor.
Right.
You monkeyed with the evidence to come to the opposite conclusion in the same paper. And so there's a reason for that. And we got to say, I mean, I'm still stunned. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I shouldn't be stunned by that. Less than 1% of all papers.
It makes a lot of sense, because how many times have we talked about how somebody will grab the mantle of science and run with it and say the science is settled, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah. We hear that all the time. It's annoying because they do it particularly with vaccines and climate science, if we can call it that. Climate science is really an oxymoron at this point, because it's all about an agenda to keep you from exhaling CO2, basically. Now, the idea here is that, you know, real scientists would be offended by this and would say, no way, I'm not participating in that junk science, right? But it turns out if they want to keep the money flowing in, if they want to earn a living, if they want to pay for the car, the house, they want to send their kids to the college, whatever they do as scientists, or moms and dads as scientists, well, they're going to have to learn how to make a living, or otherwise they're going to become a barista at a more scientific thing called Starbucks, because they actually measure, they have science behind the cups, you know, and stuff, so it may be more scientific to be a barista.
And it's replicated over and over.
Very replicatable, yes. So let's get down to the money shot associated with the story. Why is this happening, right? Why is it fewer than 1% of all research studies that are published in peer-reviewed journals using the scientific method? And I guess it should be an easy thing to answer. Do you have a sense of this, don't you, Super D?
Money, money, money. Money.
You got that right. It is an agenda-driven research imperative. The way that science is run today, of course, it takes a lot of money. And of course, and this, I blame the Federal Reserve, honestly. Because there was a day when things were reasonably priced, when money had a soundness to it. In other words, I'm sort of getting off into economic science, I guess you could say. But the moment they started spinning the wheel of paper and not backing it by anything, inflation became the norm. And then things that used to cost a dollar now cost $50, for instance. And so these scientists have to work harder and harder, just like all of us, just to stay afloat, much less get ahead of the curve. So in this way, you inflate the cost of science to be conducted. So those that invest are investing more, and they demand, a result that supports the investment, right? You're not going to throw $1 billion at something on a whim, on a maybe, maybe it'll work in our direction. You got to understand economics. The people that are throwing down the big bucks, they're going, I'm not throwing this down on the possibility that you're going to fail in your endeavor, right? It's going to be a sure thing.
Yeah, there's this little thing called return on investment,
ROI,
right?
ROI, yes.
Yeah.
So this is the way science is conducted outside of, you know, small little classrooms where the kid is doing an experiment or making a volcano or seeing what happens when you microwave water and they, you know, versus regular water to see if a plant will grow with that. I mean, there's not a lot involved. There's not a lot at risk. So you can do real science, follow the scientific method. But apparently, because they have to find the result that is correct based on the money that went in, they'll cheat. You know, if you don't get the right results, or let's say you don't get statistical significance, you got to throw out the variables, add variables, and eventually you get what you want. You want to show that the MMR doesn't cause autism in vulnerable populations. You do what William Thompson admits they do. You throw out certain data, you throw out certain variables, and you get the statistically non-significant relationship. So you say, hey, so look, it doesn't cause autism. There's no reference. There's no relationship. So this is a, you know, a big deal here to say that fewer than 1% of all papers go. But I'm not surprised by that, even though it is shocking to hear.
It's troubling, really. I mean, you know, basically, if this is accurate and this is correct, you almost have to throw out the majority of scientific studies and start from scratch in a lot of different places.
Yeah, when there are economic conflicts of interest. Now, some would say, well, that's why we need to have the government take over all research. Are you kidding me?
But that's where the problem is.
Well, and the reason is because the money coming into government from these corporations and the capturing of the regulatory agencies directs action toward patented petrochemicals as the only solution in terms of, let's say, science to investigate cures for diseases. Nutrition, we're not going to invest $100 million in that because then anybody can borrow the science and go, hey, see, that science said selenium prevents reverses cancer or vitamin D prevents reverses cancer. Now anybody can join in the marketplace and say, I have vitamin D. That doesn't work well. Remember, Rockefeller said competition is a sin. Rockefeller Carnegie, responsible for the Fletcher Report of 1910. Then we come to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Again, an agency rife with conflicts of interest. They facilitate polluters. They enable polluters. They don't protect the environment necessarily, although people are under the illusion that they do. And now you have the new EPA chief that they said hated the EPA, rejecting the agency's own science, and they won't ban an insecticide in food. And I'm saying, well, duh, what do you expect? They weren't going to do that even if you had a pro-EPA guy because the EPA is a captured regulatory agency. This is an important thing to understand. Why aren't the people, you and me, saying, hey, I'm not going to eat anything with that pesticide in it, and therefore the companies that say they have to use it, the farmers that say they have to use it, find that nobody's willing to buy their product, and suddenly it doesn't matter that the government says it is or isn't a carcinogen. You have rejected it as a quote-unquote consumer. Or you begin to grow your own food and there's no market for the food they grow because you don't want to touch it because it's toxic. That, of course, is the power to the people. But, of course, on the state level, these government/quasi-government agencies captured by industry promote and mandate their use and pretty much squash out, for instance, organic production because they're at a disadvantage because they're not subsidized. They're not favored by the regulators. And therefore, they're more quote-unquote pricey, and then people say, I can't afford it, and so they have to buy the cheap stuff. Anyway, that's how science is corrupted, folks. You want to stop pesticides being used. You want to stop GMOs being used. Don't wait for the EPA to tell you not to eat it. You stop eating it and tell your friends to stop eating it as well, and then you can make a change for the better. All right, when we come back from this break, another I Told You So. And it's going to be a fun one because you're going to breathe so much easier when you find out all about it. Stick with us, RobertScottBell.com, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
On page 101 in Unlock the Power to Heal, I target lung recovery, lung health, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, COPD. Could it be that science might be catching up with what I've been writing about, speaking about for many years, Super Don? Say it isn't so. What will I ever do? Right?
You know, for just a little bit, slowly but surely, they seem to be catching up.
Yeah, indeed. And that's okay, because we have a theme song for that.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Yes, boys and girls, there's an incredible new treatment for asthma, except it doesn't target the lungs at all. What? Wait. What? Robert, what? Isn't that what you've been saying for many years, that you can heal the lungs by healing something else? Yeah, in fact, that's what I've been saying. And in fact, it's targeting, well, actually, give a listen. This is out of Australia, where they're covering the shocking new targeting treatment.
Research from the University of Newcastle is pointing to a radical new approach in treating asthma via the digestive system rather than the lungs.
Welcome to the world of radical healing.
Radical. Yeah. Dude, I guess this means you were radical before radical was cool, right?
Exactly. Now that it's cool, everybody's going to do it, right? I was like, yeah, so much of y'all know me from when I was a kid, and I was totally nerdy and science geeky and eggheady. But my gosh, I was the coolest kid. Well, I didn't know about this stuff when I was a kid, so I wasn't really that cool. I figured it out afterwards, right, when I learned homeopathy and organic food and everything else, and the relationship between all systems of the body and how one interacts with the other. You know, we learned about the hip bone connected to the thigh bone, right, that kind of thing. But the idea is that every system is connected. And in Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, they've been saying it for thousands of years. In this case, they're saying, hey, how about targeting the gut and let's see what happens to the lungs? Okay. Let's find out a little bit more about what they're proposing here.
The research has discovered that patients given an orally administered fibre supplement called inulin registered a positive effect in asthma control as well as reducing airway inflammation as a result of the supplement assisting the microbes in the gut.
Wow, imagine that. A dietary supplement helping the microbes in the gut and that in turn helping you to overcome the inflammation associated with asthma. Say it isn't so, Super Don. What will the drug companies do next?
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I just love these stories when they come along because we just kind of shake our heads because, you know, been saying this forever. And now because they have done some tests, now they can claim credit for this, right?
But, of course, this counteracts all of the nonsense we've been recovering, the junk science or pseudo-fake science about dietary supplements being worthless. Of course, we agree that when they're synthetic and not real, there's going to be minimal benefit. But in this case, you're using a dietary fiber called inulin, and they're giving it orally, very simple. And the question is, will you know the FDA say that inulin is now an unapproved new drug? I mean, it's only a matter of time, right? And by the way, what's interesting about inulin, when you give this fiber to your gut microbiome, to the critters down there, guess what? In their process of digesting and breaking this stuff down, what do they produce, Super Don? Think Paul Barbaro.
Would that be hydrogen?
Yes, you got that right. Hydrogen. Hydrogen is like the ultimate antioxidant in a sense. It's the first element on the periodic table of elements. It combines with hydroxyl radicals in the cells to float them out like water. Of course, hydroxyl radicals are very pro-inflammatory. And so in addition, other things like the hunger hormones like ghrelin and leptin, all of these things modulated, made better when you have soluble or insoluble fiber. And so here's the case of nature knowing what to do and looking that if we heal the gut, we heal almost every system in the body, including the lungs. And I've talked about the Silver Aloe Protocol for years for that purpose as well. It doesn't mean that we can't target the lungs directly in a crisis. That's what they do to save your life with inhalers. But we wanted to give you options by utilizing inhalation of silver hydrosol, for instance, utilizing plant-based medicinals that can also help recover the lungs. That's, again, page 101 starts that chapter on lung recovery. Good loving for your lungs. So go get Unlock the Power to Heal, and you will be empowered to heal your lungs, much like the scientists are now saying is right. Yeah, Robert's right. They don't say Robert's right, but I was and I am. And I'm not the only one, but my gosh, heal your gut. Imagine all the things that will follow on from that. Very simple. Following on from that, we had a challenge yesterday to Super Don to come up with a new theme song related to removing something. We're going to get to that next, but you got to stick around because it's another good one, I promise you. And then we'll spin the wheel of body part removal service and figure out which ones we're going to take out in the next segment. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. robertscottbell.com. Let us know what's on your mind as well, and we may talk about it on the air, too.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Looking forward to seeing all my friends out in Texas this weekend. And we're going where? To Dallas for the NPA, Natural Products Association Southwest Conference. I'm most excited, of course, to see my good buddy Stuart Tompkins. He's going to be talking CBD. I'll follow on with, actually, Super Don, I'm going to be talking about a little bit of lung health. A lot of allergy questions people have been having.
Yeah. So, well, maybe you could make reference to the story.
You know,
right?
I think I will. In fact, yeah, I definitely have to integrate this because in Canada, in Toronto, I'm going to be talking about lung health as well. I've got a new slide. I might even take some of that audio. So don't lose that audio. I might use it, in fact, for my presentation up there in Toronto. Look at that. You know, nothing is wasted here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always expanding and growing and delivering new information to the masses.
Yeah, exactly. You say the same thing over and over, Robert. What's wrong with you? No, we keep going. We keep it on. The same basic principles. Yes, I agree. Now, yesterday, We had a question slash comment of the day. I wasn't sure at the end, but you did say it was a question because it was a request from Steve AG. And he wanted another theme song because you said, hey, bring it. Bring it. And, of course, Steve AG does. And that's not to say everybody else is a slacker, but, yeah, everybody else is a slacker out there. You're not challenging Super Don at all. Come on. Bring it. So he had asked the question about removing body parts because I've often talked about that. And this actually, when I started going out on the road speaking years ago, before I even knew about silver, I would talk a lot about female health and, you know, how homeopathy can help women overcome uterine fibroids and stuff. And so I would talk about the body part removal service. You know, women, hold on to your breasts, hold on to your ovaries, right? That kind of thing. The uterus, don't let them take it. And so that's been a common theme over the years. I've just kind of continued to expand on it because we've seen more and more targeting of women's body parts, not exclusively, but mostly. And I thought, okay, this is actually an appropriate thing, and I think Steve AG was picking up on it. So, Super Don, are you telling me you've actually got a body part removal service theme?
Yes, and only because Steve AG, as he said, he humbly asked me.
That's right, yeah. So remember, folks, throw down the gauntlet, be humble about it, and Super Don will respond, right?
So, yes, this is, as Steve AG put it, the body part removal theme.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Stomach, lymph nodes, gallbladder,
appendix,
ovaries, tonsils,
breast,
uterus.
Oh, yes! Wait, son of a...
Dude, that's like an episode of Saw, the movie. That's like freaky, dude. I guess it is appropriate because we'd like people to take it very seriously that... they're relinquishing their body parts. I would say the one thing you missed on that was brain. Most people that end up removing their body parts because of fear due to, well, we'll talk about it in a moment, may have had that removed and they didn't know it.
You know what that reminds me of, just on a side note,
that's
related, is I was reading an article yesterday, and this is a legit story.
Uh-huh.
There is a scientist, a neurologic, whatever, surgeon guy.
Yes.
That is scheduled in December to try and attempt the first head transplant surgery. For real.
So that's a body part. It's a body removal. So they remove the body from the head, and they're going to put
the
it on
head. They're going to. There's a guy who's got some kind of a terminal illness, and he can't use the rest of his body. So he volunteered for it. They're going to remove his head and put it on a different body and attempt to try and make it a successful surgery.
I don't know. This just reminds me of Mars Attacks.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, it's a what's the guy that does all those freaky kind of movies? Tim Burton, right? It sounds like a Tim Burton movie.
We'll see what happens in December.
Oh, man, I'm not looking forward to that, I will just tell you. But I am looking forward to what we're going to cover with the new body part removal theme, which is really cool, Steve. Thanks for stimulating that into action. But the question is, how do we know what body part to talk about first? Because he said there's a bunch of them, and I agree. There are a bunch of them you heard in that theme. So what should we cover? Because it's not something I want to hit once and remove, no pun intended, because there's probably going to be a recurrence of this discussion. So we might hit different body parts.
I think since there's so many to choose from, why don't we do it kind of like a game show?
Okay.
And let's spin the wheel of body parts.
All right. Can you be Vanna? Can you spin it?
I get, well, she doesn't do the spinning. That would be, you're Pat Sajak. You get to spin the wheel.
She turns the letters. I'll spin the wheel.
That's right.
And it's not a bottle. We're not doing spin the bottle. We're spinning the wheel. This is very professional here. Don't try this at home. We're going to figure out what it lands on, and that'll be the body part removal that we talk about for the theme today. There it goes. Slowing down. Ooh, it's passing the man parts. That's good. Where's it going? Stopping on. Ooh. Boobies.
All boobies.
Right. Oh, very professionally, like the 10-year-old Robert Scott Bell and Super Don. Breasticles, maybe they call them that. Okay, well, that's appropriate because there's a couple of stories here that relate to this issue. You know, we've talked about it. Angelina Jolie became the poster child, if you will, poster girl, poster woman. I don't know who I'm offending now, for removing body parts prophylactically. That is, as if your breasts cause cancer because you were given the BRCA gene definition. You're BRCA positive, right? BRCA 1, 2, 3, whatever you are. And I don't even like to use the word debunk, but even though that's used a lot, but I mean, we pretty much trashed that whole concept that if you have the BRCA gene mutation, you're definitely going to get breast cancer. In fact, there's evidence to show that it is protective against these cancers. But, of course, Angelina Jolie and other ladies get scared because maybe they've had their mother die of breast cancer, or an aunt, or a sister, or grandma. You know, and so I understand the fear. We're not attacking them because they were afraid. I'm more or less targeting the doctors who frighten you based on a gene test to remove the body part as if it were the cause of your cancer, right? Remove those breasts because one day they will attack you. No, that's not the way God intended breasts to be used. In fact, you know, again, we've talked about with Joni Abbott, they're nourishment for the next generation. Are you kidding me? Don't remove them. But the idea here is a little bit different than genetic determinism. Epigenetics comes to mind. The first story here that we'll cover on the body part theme, removal theme, a young woman, age 22, she got a double mastectomy to prevent breast cancer. So this to me, the disaster based on Angelina Jolie being a horrible, horrible example for women and the men who love them and the women who love them. It is a horrible example. I do not praise Angelina Jolie for what she did. I get it. She was scared. But man, oh man, I am not going to praise her. If anything, I want to put her up and say, this is what you don't do when a doctor says you have a BRCA gene mutation. But she decided it because, yes, indeed, this woman tested positive for the gene mutation. And then in the article it says, well, it made her breast cancer almost inevitable. Right? No escape. It's inevitable, which is so far from scientific reality as to be laughable. If I'm not laughing, I'm crying. And this was on Good Morning America. They're praising this woman. She said that if you test positive, or Dr. Freya Schnabel, a New York doctor who specializes in, guess what, removing body parts of women with this gene mutation. He says, or she says, it's even worse if she's a woman that she's doing this to other women. She must hate women. The lifetime risk to develop breast cancer can be up to 85% if you have the BRCA1 gene. Really?
And that number came from where?
Yeah, exactly. Can you point out where that is in evidence? No, I read it somewhere. I'm sure it's right somewhere. Well, listen, you've had it in your family, so you might as well remove those puppies because they're going to one day get up and bite you in a big, bad way. Now, they prey on your fear because clearly she's probably had other family members that had cancer. Is that correct? Am I reading this right? Because it usually is. It's not just a one-off.
It's usually a genetic thing that's passed on that gene.
Right, right. So she says, I think it was her mother she had. Is this true? I'm reading through this real quick, but my mom. Or I'm just confusing a number of stories here. I just want to be sure I'm not portraying this inaccurately. But she says, I decided to have a double mastectomy because I wanted to be a warrior, not a warrior. Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because the fear. They say, well, listen, this is going to get you one day. And you're 22. She says, I'm healthy now. I should remove them while I'm healthy. But now she's also suffering with anxiety issues.
I find it interesting, and I mean, maybe I'm being a jerk by saying this, because this is just off the top of my head, but does having a double mastectomy make you a warrior? How does that make you a warrior?
I'm just lost on that, unless you go ahead and get a transgendered reassignment.
I understand, okay, so you're conquering your fear of the BRCA gene, and so therefore that makes you a warrior?
Yeah, how about, you know what would make you a warrior? How about learning the truth about how cancer actually manifests in the body due to toxicity and deficiency? And by the way, you remove those breasts, even if years down the road you might have developed a cancer tumor in them. Now, the very same scenarios exist within your body, perhaps worse if they've removed lymph nodes as well in advance. Possibly they always kind of extraneously pull a lot of extra stuff out. Then you're going to be more vulnerable to other cancers that would have manifested in your breast that could have given you an opportunity to counteract it because it was hidden or tucked away in the fat cells and the fat tissue there. Whereas now that protective place to put it is gone, so it might affect something more devastating in your system, like your liver, for instance. So this is, again, another aspect of the downside of listening to dunderheaded doctors who actually profit off of removing your body parts. Secondary story here for Steve AG. Terry Dwyer, evidently, I think she's a reality TV star or something.
She's a TV star in the UK. Yeah. And this Terry Dwyer, she doubled down on her situation.
She went for a mastectomy and a hysterectomy. or she's actually saying she is. She might be salvageable. She's 44, and she says she's going to take the test, but if it gets positive for BRCA, she's going to have her body parts removed, her breasts and her uterus, probably her ovaries too. So again, bad information coming through, and, you know, the idea here at double the age of the young lady at 22 says, okay, I made it to 44, now I'll do it. No, there's no good time to do that. This is a major trauma to the body, and it doesn't prevent cancer. It prevents manifestation of cancer if it was going to happen in a specific body part that would be easier to deal with than more serious organs that could be affected by removing one of the areas of protection or adaptation for protection. So, again, I don't like that they're praising these women for this maneuver. And if you're upset with me for saying it, go ahead. I don't mind.
Well, listen, it's true. I mean, yeah. When was the last time you saw a feature story on ABC News about a guy who had his prostate removed?
Yeah, how brave he was to remove his prostate.
He's a warrior.
Right. No, they want to praise these women so they can be examples for others so more women follow, like the Pied Piper, into the operating room to remove body parts. Listen, there's a lot of endocrine disruption. You automatically enter menopause. There's no natural transition for a healthy woman at that point. You create it by the knife, going under the knife. All right, folks, listen, you want to prevent this? Selenium, chromium, silica, detox, drink some Echo water, and we'll be back to wrap up the show tonight as we address Republicans doing something dunderheaded too. Yes, we are equal opportunity offenders when it comes to the body politic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events in the show notes, check it out. We're going to be in Toronto, and it's going to be a blast. Ty Bollinger, Doc and Detox, Paul Baratero, me, George Nuri. I remembered his name, Super Don.
You did. Finally, yeah. You got over the mental block.
I guess
that,
huh? So. Maybe I'm sleeping during his show. That's why. Also, after that, we're going to be in San Diego, and we'll be there with who is the anchor man? Ron Burgundy. And, of course, Dr. Rasha Bitar will be there. The best answer for cancer, Dr. Tony Jimenez. Let's see who else. There's going to be some other cool folks. Oh, you know what? I just forgot. I remembered now. I'm remembering a lot of things today. Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better.
Hey.
Our nutritional historian buddy, Chris Barr, is going to be at the Best Answer for Cancer presenting as well. So, my gosh, you've got to get down there. CME for doctors. So, doctors, if you're listening, check it out. The links are in the show notes to get you to Best Answer for Cancer. Sign up, get your CMEs, and learn about great stuff, integrative options for cancer therapy that will not kill your patient. How's that? That sounds really good. Also, plus CBD oil, check it out. Our friends at CV Sciences, pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. And, of course, special discounts on molecular hydrogen in your water, Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook as well. All right, with that, let's pick on a Republican, shall we? Just to get people to say, oh, you only pick on Democrats. Well, they're easy to pick on because they're dummies for the most part. When they do stupid things, we can point it out. But it's not exclusive. It's not mutually exclusive. Republicans can be dummies, too. Are you happy? Are you happy now, California? Well, a Republican-led agenda to be able to allow, let's say, companies to sell your Internet search history for profit has moved through the House. It approved the bill yesterday that, according to the New York Times, not that I like to quote New York Times, but not only gives cable companies and wireless providers free rein to do what they will with your browsing history, shopping habits, your location, other information gleaned from your online activity, but would also prevent the FCC from ever again establishing similar consumer privacy protections. Now, of course, this brings to light the idea that maybe we should take more responsibility for our own browsing history and privacy, but at the same time, it is problematic when you become a commodity to any of our government officials, including Republicans in this case.
Yeah, this is a problem. And listen, the internet, nothing is private on the internet. I think most people who, you know, have any common sense realize that it's really difficult to keep everything private. But this in particular is bad, and especially since Congress is approving this. But coming to the rescue, a net neutrality activist, Adam Mulcahy, he has started a GoFundMe campaign to do something, I think, to kind of fight back here. You know, it's like you want to write the rules, we'll play by your rules. And what he's done is he is creating a website, and he's this GoFundMe campaign. The funds that are raised by that, he's going to use to go and purchase the internet histories of all legislators, congressmen, executives, and their families, and make them searchable by the public.
That's turnabout. It's fair play.
Totally.
Karmic
totally.
Retribution, maybe? Looks like he's setting up a website, searchinternethistory.com, to do that. How much was he asking for on this GoFundMe campaign?
The GoFundMe initially was $10,000, and it's up to $165,000 right now. So this is very popular.
Wow.
And the internet histories he's targeting to start off with will be Paul Ryan, Marsha Blackburn, Mitch McConnell, and then he's going after the chairman of the FCC, the chairman and CEO of Comcast, and the CEO of AT&T.
Wow. Wow. You know, let me guess what they'll find if they search the internet history of Paul Ryan.
What's that?
How to flex in front of a mirror efficiently. That's Paul
Ryan.
Yes.
Coupons for discount hair gel.
Right. What about Mitch McConnell? Jabba the Hutt and furry animals.
Denture cream.
Denture cream. I'm just cutting a little loose today because you know, we're almost done with the show. But yeah, I mean, this is absurd that they're like commoditizing your search history and making it, you know, completely available to anybody. Again, folks, don't wait around for them to do the right thing. There are ways to. I think there are certain programs that you can download and use to protect privacy, and but hopefully this will be a message to them, a lesson to them, and they won't do it because they need to be slapped around like little babies, like 2-year-olds up there. You know, who paid them to say, yeah, let's make this law, right? So again, showing you proof that we are equal opportunity offenders when it comes to the body politic, Republicans, Democrats. You do the right thing, we'll praise you. You do the wrong thing, we'll let you have it because, you know, that's what a principled stance does. And so with that, we're out of time. Super D, thanks for being with me, making it sound so good. Great new themes, appreciate that. Thanks again to Jonathan Emord and crew. We've got a lot more Healing to Go tomorrow, Freshman Friday, and heading to Dallas to be with my buddy Stuart Tomp. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.